So you have $350,000 to invest. Would you watch maybe two or three YouTube videos, make a decision, and then go out there and place that investment? Probably not. So that's what the point of today's videos is. Look at this. If you're looking to buy, especially if you're a first-time home buyer, maybe looking to buy your first investment property, how do you do your research to figure out really what the true facts are in this market? And today, that's what our agenda is today. So if I'm looking to find out, you know, the housing market, do my due diligence on that to figure out how I'm going to invest my money there, I go to and I Google and YouTube housing market. And then here's what pops up. And after I read this, look at this. Home prices down 6%. There's a crash coming here. There's a top five markets that are going to crash. Housing market collapsed. China, I don't know what that's doing in there. And it started. The housing market collapsed. Okay, so if that's what everybody was telling you in regards to investing your $300,000, would you invest in real estate? Probably by watching all these videos, you would absolutely say no. So let's figure out really where the true facts are behind there and who is maybe getting a seven Pinocchio on their videos. So today we're going to learn how to do our own due diligence. So if you're looking, like I said, let's put this in the context. You're looking to invest $300,000, $400,000, maybe $500,000. So do you just watch, you know, a bunch of YouTube videos? Probably not. You do your due diligence. So today I'm going to give you several websites that I use to educate myself and my clients, my home buyers, on, you know, is it now a good time to buy? Maybe not. That's usually not on my agenda. Mine is to get them the best rate and the best mortgage program. But people also turn to me a lot of times is, you know, what's going on in the market? What do you foresee going on? So here's where I get all my information. Did you know National Association of Realtors has one of the best sites there is when it looks, when you want to find data? So go to National Association of Mortgage Realtors. The one tab I would suggest you click is right here, research and statistics. It not only gives you a national average, it drills it all the way down to counties and cities to find out your specific area. Because if you're looking to buy in, let's say, Houston, do you really care what's going on in Orlando? No, you want to know what's going on in Houston. So that's where everything is very regionalized when it comes to this market. The other piece of this puzzle that I use, one other tool, is right here. It's called MBS Live. Unless you're a mortgage broker or really, you know, you really want to dive into this stuff, this is a paid service. It's kind of costly. I'll have the link down below if you want to subscribe to this. It gives me a ton of data. It basically gives me all the financial data behind the scenes, plus some blogs, some live updates and tweets, so I can keep live in the market. So this is MBS Live. The other piece of the puzzle is a little confusing because I always try to figure out what the value of the property is doing, and the reason why is supply demand. So where do I get that data? So that's why I'm giving you all this information here. But one of the things that we at least saw at the beginning of this video is housing market's going to crash, or it's already there, or it's already down 6%. So I use this tool. It's been by the St. Louis National or Federal Reserve, and it gives us the historic values of home prices. And I'll put this link down below as well. As you can see right behind my right shoulder over here, sorry, it's reversed in the screen, is do you see that where we peaked out on home values right now? Do you see that plummeting yet or dropping yet? And that is actually Q2 of 2022. So it's pretty up-to-date news. The next piece of this is I subscribe to blogs and a bunch of other ones. The one that I would highly suggest that gives you really relevant information fast, right when it's right off the presses, is right here. It's called Calculated Risk. It's a free service. I just get the paid newsletter or the free newsletter because it provides me with information. This is the headlines today. So do you see where maybe some news channels aren't going to get the fact-finding award, where others might get the Pinocchio award? Because you can see here, from July of 2021 to July of 2022, house prices are up 15.8%. And this is posted basically today. Okay, so where a lot of people get the crashes here or it just got worse or whatever thing else is, I don't get that part of it. But let me put some of this in the context of what I foresee coming up now. Okay, so what we're starting to see is mortgage rates really spike. All right, and that's the whole gist of my channel, is to educate and inform you guys everything real estate, especially the financing piece of this puzzle. But the other piece of this equation, what's going on with mortgage rates, because the higher the rates, the more houses are unaffordable. So if we continue to see rates rally and rally and rally, what will happen with the demand of housing? Well, it's going to subside and subside substantially, maybe. It depends on what the Federal Reserve is going to do. And that's why we continue to watch the Federal Reserve on a daily basis. So why are you here? Well, it's for mortgage rates. So let's get over to where mortgage rates are for today. So this is basically where we ended on Friday. We had a fantastic day on Friday. You can see across here in three of the cells were down over 0.25% for the day. So you can see on the 30-year fixed and the 30-year FHA and VA, we've dropped over 0.25%. The other ranges, not so much. But this is where mortgage rates ended on Friday. And this is a publication by Mortgage News Daily. These aren't my rates. These aren't any particular mortgage lender's rates. This is a national average. Okay, so that's where mortgage rates are. But those low rates are going to discontinue here shortly, because here's what's going on in the MBS market. This is a bond that trades on Wall Street, that's yield is the biggest component of your mortgage rate. So the only thing I want you to take out of this is whenever this, the price of this, and this is what you're seeing on the screen right now, this is the bond, the mortgage bond that trades on Wall Street. If this price goes down, it drives up the yield, and it's down 47 ticks right now. So we're probably going to see at least an 0.8% rise in rates today. We had a nice little rally on Friday to drive in rates in most categories down 0.25%. We're probably going to give back at least 1/8 of that here shortly. So that's what's going on in the markets today. I hope you find this information informative, and at least I'll give you information on how, or at least links to how you can do your own research before you step into the housing market. Either if you're looking to buy your first home, maybe your first rental property. So my name is Dan Frio. I am a national federally chartered mortgage advisor. So I don't care where out there you're in the country, we would love to help you. If you're looking to buy, refinance, build, we have an extended rate lock program. If you're looking to build, you can lock up to 6 months. Even if you're looking to do a reverse mortgage, we are in tune right now. There are tons and tons of people calling us every day in reverse mortgages. So if you're out there looking for mortgage advice or counseling, or you just need help getting a mortgage, we would love to help you. How you do that, just do me one big favor. You can check us out at therateupdate.com. You're going to find all the information you need to find here on how to reach us. There's our phone number. You can book a meeting. Love when you guys book a meeting. And right over here, there's a chat bot. If you see me on there, even if you don't have a question, all I ask you to do is click and say, "Hey, Dan, how's your day going?" And I'd love to hear from you. So that's it for today, guys. God bless. And if you like my videos, please don't forget to give us a thumbs up, subscribe down below, hit the bell every time I post a video. You get alert. All right, guys, I will see you tomorrow. Take care and have a great day. Bye-bye.